Schita mitam labim. Dash is the malacha which is before Bayer. When I have the tzvua, after I harvested the tzvua, so you have the stalk, at the end of the stalk there's the chaff, which is like covering the kernel, which is like a little ball, and that's what I need. I need that little kernel to grind it into flour and then make bread. So to get that, I need to extract, and it's important, I need to extract the kernel from within its shell. I need to take it out from within the shell. Lechas dash was done in one of a few ways. They would have it lying down with a board on top of it, and the animal would slap the board and would crush it, and that would be left with a mess of shells with kernels. And then I did my Bayre, my Meraket, and my Zaira. I did Zaira and Bayre to separate the two. But the Malach of Dash is extracting A from within B. Now, why is Dash not Bayre? At the end of the day, it's the exact same thing. It's separating A from B. I'm separating good from bad, or bad from good. And the Malachas Dash is really brought down Shinya Tess, where some Sifrim, I think we probably skipped when we were learning it last time. But the answer to that is that Dash is not Bayer, because you're not really separating it by Dash. Like I said, you're left with a mess. Bayer is where I removed the good from within the mixture, or I removed the bad from within the mixture. Over here, I didn't remove anything. I'm left with a mess. Therefore, Dash is not Bayer. But the question that comes up is, why is Schita not Bayer? Schita. Over there, I'm squeezing the fruit for the juice. The juice is coming out. It's being separated from the mixture, right? The Chayra, what's a fruit? A fruit is the meat of the fruit mixed with the juice. When I go and I squeeze it, I'm doing an act of separating the juice from the fruit. So why is that not Bayer? Why is Chit Mitam Dash? The answer is because one of the main points of Bayer is that I'm starting off with a mixture of at least two minim. I need to have two separate minim in order to have Bayer. I have peanuts and shells, or I have peanuts and almonds mixed together, and now I want to separate one from the other. Over here, the fruit is one. Right now, when you buy orange, it's not like I bought the meat of the fruit and juice. No, you bought orange. It's one thing. You're extracting A from within B, but it's all one chefza. That's the difference. That's the side over here why schita is not Bayer.
Why does it make it like dash?
So why does it make it like dash? Because melechas dash is, I'm removing the kernel from within the shaft. Now it's removed. I may still need to do Bayer in order to be able to use the kernels because it's mixed with, but the malach of dash itself was cracking the shell, so now that the kernel, which was within the shell, comes out. How are we allowed to eat peanuts on Shabbos with shells? How are we allowed to eat any types of nuts on Shabbos? How are we allowed to peel our oranges on Shabbos? Why is that not dash? Right? Right, every time I peel something, it should be dash. So the answer is because melachas dash is a melachas asada. There are certain melachas which are done only in the field. Dash is in the field. So those shells or peels which are removed before it comes to the market, this is the pashut pshat that many achrayim take on. Those shells and those peels that are removed before it comes to the market is not b'chal dash. But if you go to the store and they're selling nuts with shells, and it's normal to be sold this way, then removing those shells is not going to be dash. Rav Vazna has a tshuva where he wants to say that since most peanuts are sold without shells, it would be a problem to crack open peanuts on Shabbos. What does the American Adam say? They went to a ball game. So it's like, this is peanuts for shells is a normal thing. So therefore, bison don't take on that there's a difference between peanuts shelled or not shelled. But that's the story of dash. Schida, I mean, so now, if it's a melechus asada, so why schida asa? Schida I'm doing in my house, I'm not doing it in the field. Teretz is because the mocking for schida is in your house. The mocking for the shells is in the field. The mocking for schida is in your house. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with over here. Now, as I started off, schita could be one of two malachas. It could be schita, which is the tolda of dash, like we just mentioned. But then the schita, which is the tolda of malabin, which will come up later on in the simen. Malabin is the malacha of bleaching, of washing, kibbutz, washing begot. So if you ever watch your wash machine cycle, the wash machine, there's a few cycles. There's the when the water comes in, then there's the whatever the cycle is called, and then there's the rinse cycle, where it rinses out the liquid from within the baguette. And there are many chalukim between the two. Schita of dash is I'm squeezing it for the juice. Schita malabin, I'm squeezing out the water, not for the water. But I don't want the water. The water is filled with the dirt that was trapped in the baguette, right? How do you get the dirt out? By soaking it with water, squeezing the water out, the dirt comes out with the water. So I don't want the water. So you have schita the dash, schita the malabin, and they have differences between the two. When do we say each one? So that we have, that we'll see more further on in the simen. Another important point is that we're going to see throughout the first nice amount of sifim that the mechaber and keeps on talking about zeisim v'anovim and other pears. Zeisim v'anovim. What's zeisim v'anovim? Olives and grapes. Olives and grapes are grown for the juice. But more than that, it's grown for the juice. In the world of the Torah, there are seven mashkin. The Torah is mash of seven liquids as a mashkin. Hilchos Tumah v'Torah, Masechta Machshirin, the seven mashkin that are mash of the Kabbal Tumah. Right, the sim is Yad Shochat Dam. Yad Shochat Dam. Two of them is, the two fruit ones is Zeisim Anovim. So in the world of the Torah, the two fruit that their juice is considered, mashke is zeisim anov, yayin and shemen. All other fruits, juices, are referred to as zeib alma. It's the sweat. The fruit sweated. The fruit gave off something of the fruit, but it's part of the fruit. It's not something separate. Therefore, there is makam to understand, and this way many Rishonim understood, that Zeisim Anovim is Doiraisa. Because what did you do? It was not enough for Schita that I was Seichet, I squeezed out liquid from within the fruit. I squeezed out Mashka from within the fruit. I created something over here. Until now it was a fruit, right? When you bought the orange, it was an orange. Now I have orange juice. So by wine and olive oil that has the shem mashke pshat is I now took it from being a fruit, from a grape, from an olive, to a mashke, which is wine and olive oil. Other mashkin, which are not from the Zayin mashkin, you didn't create anything over here. You just cut the fruit in half. Instead of cutting it that way, you cut it that way. That's on the Raisa level. Midrabanan, there's two similar reminders. Two similar reminders are things which don't have a shame mashke the Raisa, but they're normally squeezed. there are those that learn, and keep this in mind, you'll see this a halacha matter over here. There are those that learn that the gedda of the derais is not the shemashke. Gedda of the derais is what's orchayu b'alchi. What's normally squeezed, and what's not normally squeezed, but sometimes squeezed. And then there's a third category of things which are never squeezed. I mean, there's really three categories. There's things that are always squeezed, and therefore these Rishayim learn, or Chai Balchi means things that are always squeezed, like oranges nowadays. So if you learn Al-Zayim Mashkin, oranges are going to be a Drabana. If you learn Chai Balchi, orange juice, squeezing orange, could be a Daraisa. Lemons, oranges. Tusim Remainim is the middle category where it's things that it's not weird to squeeze, but not everyone squeezes it. Then you have a third category of things that are never squeezed. Nowadays we live in a world where the market sells juices of all fruits and vegetables. Not only does the market sell, so they used to declare, the Chacharim talked about, something which you have to go to that Uri's juice store to rebar to get it, is that called that it's normally squeezed. But nowadays, everyone has in their hands these ninjas, is that what it's called? And everyone's making juice out of everything. Taking your cucumbers and making juice. So it could be, according to some of these sheetahs, everything will remain a deraisa if you learn what Ochai Bachi. Because it's not just in weird places, it's all over. So that's what you have to focus on as we go through the simen. Zeisim v'anovim asa l'sechta. Vim yatsub, right, and then the mechab starts. Zeisim v'anovim asa l'sechta. It's asa to be sechit. Vim yatsub me'atzman. And even if I didn't squeeze it, but the juice came out on its own. It's a nice, juicy grapes. You put the grapes in a bowl and all of a sudden you see there's some grape juice sitting in your bowl. It's also asa. Because you might get such a geschmack from that juice, you'll say, I want more, and squeeze the grape. So we tell you, don't drink that juice. Which could be negay, we'll speak about. If I'm making a fruit salad, so I'm cutting the grapes, and then I'm left with some juice on the board, can I pour that juice into the fruit salad? Right? Or no. Or that juice is awesome. Yatsumi Atzma. The Eitzah may be, first cut the other fruits, and then as you're cutting the grapes, the juice is dripping into the other juice, and it says it becomes batal. But then you have, Tusim Arimayim Asla Sachtan, Vim Yatsim Atzman. So then it's Tali. If it's Aim Lachid, it's Mutim, Aim Lamashkim Asa. Shakal Pei is Mutil Sachtan. So you have three categories over here. Like I said, we need to figure out, Bismanenu, do we have this third category at all? And what's included in the first category, what's included in the second category? Then, as we go on, we'll see that there's something called, when I'm squeezing the fruit onto Eichel. So what's happening over here is, the juice is getting absorbed into the Eichel. Since it's getting absorbed into the Eichel, it's Ka'ichel. It's Ka'ichel. It's Ka'ichel. We'll be magda this a little clearer. Does it have to all get absorbed, or most of it get absorbed? But it's getting absorbed into the Eichel. So that's a shame, Eichel. So it went from Eichel to Eichel. I didn't create mashko. So I could take the lemon, squeeze it on the fish. Right? It's an Eichel. Now, question will be, what's the gather to that? You have to work out what's the gather. Right. To squeeze it into other liquid, I'm not allowed to squeeze it into the tea, I cannot do. How about if I squeeze it onto a spoon with sugar, and then I take the sugar, because that's a solid, then I put that into the tea. Now the charish be good. I did it onto a salad. And then we have another halacha which we have to work out, which is when I have a a solid that is absorbed with a liquid which is not its natural liquid. Oily schnitzel. Oily latke on Chanukah. I want to squeeze the oil out of the latke or the schnitzel so that I could to eat it, right? So over here, I'm squeezing out liquid, which is not its natural liquid. So we find more coolers over there. Then we get into the dinim of Shelig and Barad, just laying out what the simon is. Shelig and Barad, which is crushing ice. On Shabbos. Crushing ice for the liquid. Crushing the ice for the liquid. So I have a bottle that froze in the freezer. And now I want to shake it up and make it slushy. I'm crushing the ice for liquid. That's going to be that halacha. My chlalar melt ice. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, can I take the ice out and put a bowl of ice on the table and it's going to melt? Can I use the liquid that comes from it? And then we go on to the dinim of a beged. Then he switches a little into begadim, where I have different types of cases where I'm squeezing a beged. Now, the beged is absorbed with juice, right? The stopper for the wine barrel is material, so it's soaked with wine. I'm squeezing it, wine's coming out. Is that dush? What's malavin? Could have nafkaminis. That's the simon. Okay, now the so we spoke out that this one is Atu. Okay, so should we look at hopefully next week we'll figure out we'll fill in the blank. I have a sheet here, which is questions on Sif Aleph through Ches. She could do as you're going through the simen. Anyone's here that last time we learned this? Hear it from them? How, that wasn't that long ago, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, right? So, one second. If you like. Ah, passes. So I have here a sheet from last time we... Remember those sheets? She was very into it then. Here's the questions from Aleph through Ches, and then there's Mar Mekayimus here from He through Zayin. And to finish that, I have a test for you, Gimel. Does someone make some copies for Leila? Mm-hmm. Yeah? I don't have it on the computer, so call me. And it'll be helpful as you go through the Sifim, you'll see the answers. So we're going to stop here. This time, next week, we'll get more into the halakha.